This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora paramedic Peter Chikuniak will be sentenced for his role in Elijah McClain's death this afternoon. Chikuniak was the lead EMT on the scene when McClain was forcibly arrested by police. He made the call to give McClain an overdose of ketamine, which experts say caused the 23-year-old's death. An Adams County jury found Chikuniak guilty of criminally negligent homicide and assault in December. He has been in custody since. A new air quality bill is the latest point of disagreement between Governor Jared Polis and environmental justice advocates. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The legislation concerns rules to cut pollution from large factories. The governor's administration approved a final version last year, which allows companies to pay for compliance in certain circumstances. That's a massive loophole, according to State Representative Manny Rutinel, a Democrat representing Commerce City. By closing it, he says his bill would restore trust in communities most impacted by air pollution.
The governor has an interest in making sure that these communities are on his side. So I think that there's room there to make sure that we come to some negotiations.
But a spokesperson for the governor's office says the 2023 rules are working and it has serious concerns about the new proposal. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Butterfly Pavilion and Colorado State University are working together to help increase the study of insects and other ecosystems. The pavilion will work with three of the school's colleges to increase research and educational opportunities. Invertebrates like butterflies make up 97% of all animal species, according to the Butterfly Pavilion. This is CPR News.